Chapter 4. Madame Doubtfire arrives. On Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, Natty was watching TV with a babysitter. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. Natty opened the door and saw a strange woman standing there. The woman wore a long skirt with big orange flowers on it, dark green rubber boots, and a strange turban with feathers on the side.
"Hello, dear. I'm Madame Doubtfire," the woman said in a kind voice. "Are you Natty? I've got a meeting with your mum now."
Natty nodded, looking at the woman's face. She had lots of purple makeup on her eyes. Her cheeks were unnaturally pink, and her lips were extremely red. Natty liked Madame Doubtfire. There was something familiar about her, but she didn't know what.
"I'm going to bed soon," Natty said with a smile. "Will you come and read me a story until my mummy comes home?"
"Mrs. Hilliard will be here in 5 minutes," said the babysitter. "You can read Natty a story if you like."
Natty went upstairs. Suddenly, she felt a familiar tap on her shoulder.
"Have you brushed your teeth, sweetie?"
Madame Doubtfire asked.
"Not yet,"
Natty said, and they went into the bathroom together. Natty spent more time than normal brushing her teeth. She was watching Madame Doubtfire's face in the mirror. The makeup didn't change anything. She knew that face very well. Then they went into Natty's bedroom.
"Now, which book do you want to read?" Madame Doubtfire asked.
Natty looked at the books next to her bed and decided she wanted a different one that night. She took a very old picture book from under the bed.
"This one is special,"
she said.
"I didn't hear it for a long time. My daddy always read it to me."
Madame Doubtfire read the picture book from the first page to the last, and Natty listened carefully to the magical words. It was exactly as she remembered. Then Madame Doubtfire turned off the light and kissed Natty's cheek.
"Good night, Natty. Sweet dreams," she said.
Natty put her arms round Madame Doubtfire's neck and kissed her too.
"Good night, Daddy,"
she said. Madame Doubtfire was surprised.
"It's a secret, Natty," she said. "You mustn't say a word to your mum. Promise?"
"I promise, Daddy,"
Natty said. And then she went to sleep with a happy smile on her face. A few minutes later, Miranda came home and saw Madame Doubtfire coming down the stairs.
"Natty is sleeping now, Mrs. Hilliard,"
the strange lady said with a smile.
"Sleeping? Are you sure?"
asked Miranda in surprise.
"Oh, yes, I'm very sure," said Madame Doubtfire.
She shook hands with Miranda.
"I'm Madame Doubtfire, my dear."
Miranda looked at her in surprise. She was a big woman. She was taller than Miranda, and she had enormous hands and feet.
Wasn't Natty frightened of her?
Thought Miranda. Then she understood. There was something very kind and comforting in the big woman's face. She looked like a nice, understanding woman. Miranda said goodbye to the babysitter, and then she smiled at Madame Doubtfire.
"Please come into the kitchen and have a cup of tea," she said. "My other two children will be here in a few minutes. They went swimming."
A few minutes later, Chris and Lydia came in laughing. They saw the big woman in the kitchen, and they looked at her suspiciously.
"Hello, dears,"
Madame Doubtfire said with a smile.
I'm applying for the job of home help. Oh, I'm sure we'll be friends.
Chris and Lydia looked very surprised. Then Chris threw his swimming bag on the floor and kicked it.
It's not fair. I don't want a home help, he shouted. Why can't Dad take care of us?
Miranda's face was red.
I...
she started to say, but Madame Doubtfire stood up and interrupted her.
You mustn't speak to your mother like that, she said to Chris in a firm voice. Your mother works very hard, and she needs some help in the house. It isn't polite to behave like that in front of a stranger.
Then she turned to Lydia.
What do you think?
Lydia didn't answer. She was looking at Madame Doubtfire with a strange, excited look on her face. She knew those happy eyes.
Oh, Chris, don't be an idiot, Lydia exclaimed. Come on, let's go upstairs. I want to talk to you.
Lydia pushed her brother out of the kitchen.
It's nice to meet you, she said to Madame Doubtfire. I'm also sure we'll be friends.
Then she closed the door, and Miranda heard the two children laughing as they went upstairs. Madame Doubtfire quickly wiped the sweat from her face.
Don't be angry with me, dear, she said to Miranda. Your boy just needs a little discipline, I think.
Miranda turned to Madame Doubtfire and smiled at her.
I agree with you, she said, feeling happy. You passed the test brilliantly. The job is yours. When can you start?